My name is Al Lewis, Jr., and I'm the Executive Director of Covenant Prison Ministries. And if you have effectively recovered from that long-winded introduction, I'm ready to get you going on this do's and don'ts training. And I'm looking at page one, and we're on CD track number two. And number one, be prepared spiritually. You've got to be prayed up. You've got to be given up. You cannot owe God any tithes that are outstanding. You've got to be confessed up with all of your sins so that you won't have any ought in your heart. That's an old-fashioned word out of the King James. What does it mean? You better not come to the throne of God and expect anything from God, any forgiveness, especially from God, if you've got unforgiveness or ought in your heart towards your brother or anybody else. We are instructed to go straighten that out before we come expect anything from God. Otherwise, James talks about being a divided mind, about being double-minded, and you've got to deal with this unforgiveness. It is a huge block to your being effective in ministry. So go deal with it, please. You'll need to be praying for your sphere of influence, the people that love you. Sometimes when you leave the house and go on a crusade, or go pick up an ex-offender, or go over to the halfway house and sit down over there for a discipleship meeting, then the people back home can suffer. Something can go wrong in the household. Why? Because this is a spiritual battle. So you've got to cover not only yourself, but all of those in your sphere of influence with prayer, so that you step out into the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness will not be able to come against you. Now, if you expect to be effective in this kind of ministry, you've got to have thanksgiving in your heart, and you've got to lay aside all of your problems. You don't have any problems when you step out the door and begin to go minister to the least of these. Ask the Father to put His Holy Spirit in charge of your ministry and to go ahead of you to prepare the hearts to receive His wisdom and to prepare your heart to receive His wisdom, and just ask for it. He'll give it. James promises that. Number two, you've got to be prepared for this spiritual battle, because there's an unnatural resistance that happens in the spiritual battle for souls, and sometimes it is hard, but it is amazing how making yourself available to go do something that is hard and that most of society doesn't want to have anything to do with, by just putting yourself out there and making yourself available to be a love channel for God, you end up having more power in the spirit dimension. And if you're in the Bible and you're in the Word of God, renewing your spirit and your mind in spiritual things, then you're going to be more effective in this spiritual battle. Please go look at Ephesians 6:12. Make yourself a note now. You're supposed to have a blank piece of paper right there. I want you to go look and study Ephesians 6:12 after you finish listening to this section. I'm going to try to bring this section in less than 20 minutes. All of the sections are supposed to be less than 20 minutes long. So that'll kind of give you a guide when you get ready to sit down and do a session on each of these tracks. There are 18 to 19 minutes for the most part. But you're in a battle. There's an evil kingdom, and you've got to be ready, or else that evil kingdom will be able to overcome you and hinder you in your ministry. Separation is a teaching that I recommend to every volunteer. Ask us for it. Also, ask us about the teaching about the spirit world realities. We'll be happy to share these teachings with you. And one of those teachings is that the spiritual warfare with the evil kingdom is working with a person from within, not from without, because of their sin nature. And so to get an insight on that, I ask you to, at the end of this session, to go read Romans chapter 7 and see what Paul says about the evil kingdom that actually works from within to influence our thought patterns and to influence our behavior, and we don't even know it. Read Mark chapter 7, 18 through 20. See what Jesus has to say about that evil kingdom that can operate, yes, can operate and influence a born-again Christian from the inside. Paul wrestled with it. We wrestle with it. A lot of times we lose wrestling because we don't recognize who the enemy is. We don't have discernment. We're ready to come along beside you and help you get freedom in your life so that you become an agent of freedom in the lives of others. Always pray before you go minister anywhere. Always pray afterwards, and then cast away and out any evil spirit who might want to go home with you. Cover your household with prayer and expect warfare. Expect that something could go wrong, and with that anticipation and prayerful participation between you and God, hopefully, things won't go wrong. But you've got to be aware that this is a spiritual battle. And another important area is avoiding denominational issues and doctrines that are not essential to salvation. We don't want to make negative remarks about other religions or preach against beliefs and practices. You don't have time for all that anyway. Just give them Jesus. We want to stay away from infant baptism or baptism another way or speaking in tongues. Our role is the basics of the faith, to be like the Holy Spirit and to come alongside as a friend and a helper in long-term relationships and teaching in a very neutral way. You'll be able to help them discern the differences between these different doctrinal issues so that they can have their own free choice and understanding at their level, not at your level. And they'll probably come around to believing the way they should believe if you'll leave that up to the Holy Spirit. What I'm exhorting you to do is do the basics and pray for the Holy Spirit to guide them into their own discernment for these divisive doctrines that divide and conquer the church. We don't want that in Covenant Prison Ministries. It is vital that you read and understand Covenant Prison Ministries' statement of faith. Now listen, you do not have to agree with everything that's in my statement of faith. You do have to agree not to go teach and to preach against our statement of faith. You don't want to be a part of confusion or divisiveness. You do not have to agree with me on everything in the spirit world to be able to minister along beside me. We just put those differences aside and give them Jesus. Number four, we never, never ask about their crime. This is vitally important. And so I'm going to just read this particular item, number four, word for word. We never ask about their crime. If this matters to you, you need to go serve elsewhere, not in a prison, jail, or ex-offender ministry. We're not curiosity seekers. One reason you as a volunteer don't want to ask about the crime is because attorney-client privilege extends only to ordained ministers and professional counselors who have a license that can hang outside their door. It does not apply to volunteers, even if they are working directly under an ordained minister. Also, attorneys do not want these kind of things discussed with their clients. Be prepared to cut off any conversation about any crime or current charges they may be facing. If you know these things, you could be compelled to testify against them, and you don't want to work against the people that you're trying to help. So tell them why you don't want to hear these things and cut it off before they start talking about it. Just explain that you want to help them move forward with a new life. If they really need to talk about such things for their own healing, you can refer them to an ordained minister or to a professional counselor. It is okay to inquire things like, how much time do you have left if you're ministering inside? Or are you qualified for work release? Or what do you expect to do when you get out? Or if you're dealing with an ex-offender, we have them write down written goals that they want to accomplish. And so it's always an easy conversation starter for you to just have those written goals with you, and you just talk about those written goals like jobs and education and social service needs and discipleship, spiritual things. It's always okay to talk about those things. Never, never ask about their crime. I'm at number five now. We urge you to frequently get with experienced volunteers and get your questions answered. Don't wait. You'll forget the question. We want you to grow in your experience. And we've got volunteers that we have trained from the beginning. We train them with the exhortation that they would train others. So you're not taking somebody's time. They want to give you that time. It's also important that you review this training material over and over. You'll always find something new and something beneficial, especially after you begin to actually do some of the work at the end of your training. You'll want to go back to the training because it'll help you be more effective. Always be aware and seek to minister to emotional and spiritual issues. We all have been programmed in wrong thinking. The folks that you're dealing with, many of them have painful wounds with very sensitive feelings. And these unresolved spiritual issues such as rejection, not being loved, bitterness, anger, hatred, acting out, fear and anxiety, true or false guilt, false burden bearing, shame, envy, jealousy, double-mindedness, confusion, occultic experience. 80% have been addicted to something. As best you can, minister to these issues in biblical ways, but get training in this. If you're not ready to minister at that level, well, then don't. Minister at the level where you are ready. We never want you to try to do something you're not equipped to do. What we want you to do is identify an area where you need equipping and then ask us to come along beside you to equip you and to walk with you so that you in turn can walk with someone else. I tell you this, no matter how well equipped you are to deal with these issues, it takes constant training and it always takes patience. Listen, be at peace. Take your peace. God will help you in this ministry. Don't be surprised by anything that you hear, but be patient and encouraging. You'll probably be used, like 2 Timothy 2:24 through 26, not striving, but coming alongside with gentleness, leading someone to repentance, that they in turn just might be able to recover themselves from the snares of the devil, who have taken them captive at his will to do his will. We're in the life rescuing business at Covenant Prison Ministries. And just as Christ accepted and loved you, I ask you to love and accept them just as they are. And please, take your time. Never rush things. Jesus was never in a hurry. And realize that the scars from being wounded and hurt or abused by someone who was supposed to love you take time to heal. They may even reject you at first sometimes because they're more comfortable in their rejection, having suffered a lifetime of rejection, and the ultimate rejection was going to prison. And so they may test you in that because that's what they're comfortable in. Don't take it personal. Separate them from the enemy that is operating within. Love the person. Love the sinner. Hate the sin. And we've got teachings on CDs that will help you in your own healing and will make you an agent of God's healing in others. Go to the website or ask us for them. We're going to be making them available at close to our cost. Something like $1 for one CD or $5 for three CDs. Now, we're in the process, and eventually we'll have all of our sound files and all of our training materials available for you free on the internet. Of course, you'll have to make a choice. You'll either have to sit in front of your computer and listen to it and print out the materials, or you may want to actually buy the CD because then you can carry it with you in the car. You can listen to it downstairs, upstairs, and you can have a CD that you can share with somebody else. But that's your choice. We want to be a resource for you. Now listen, these experienced volunteers on the rest of this training, starting with CD track number 3 on page 2 by Dom Dougherty, they're going to be sharing their lives and their perspective on how to do this ministry. He who has ears to hear will understand. So perk up your ears. Ask God for absorption. Ask Him for knowledge. Ask Him for wisdom with understanding. And we're looking forward to helping you become more effective in the kingdom of God than you ever imagined. God bless you, and this is the end of CD track number 2. I love you.